This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to give us a call, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen on your telephone listen line, 712-770-9418, provided by Global Star. Thank you, Global Star. I'm delighted to be introducing you to your newest instructor. His name is Mark Allred. Let me spell that for you. Mark is, as in, on your mark. Allred, as in, what happens when that fourth grade boy gets the kiss from the prettiest girl in the class, right on the cheek, Allred. Mark Allred is with handgunconversion.com, handgunconversion.com. You've heard those advertisements right here on GCN. I heard them too. And so when I heard them for the first time, I thought, I need to call this company, and I'd like to talk to the boss. So I called. I was greeted very politely, as good as it gets. And I was connected with Mark Allred, and I started asking him some questions. I told him who I was, what our relationship is, that he is advertising on USA Prepares on Genesis Communications Network. And I asked him about his products. He answered my questions. I thought, you know, this is a broadcast that we need to have. So as we go further down this road of the Corona panic and the violence in America, you may want to defend yourself. You may have a 1911 pistol. You may have a Glock, or you may have a Springfield Armory XD. And you may want to convert that very quickly to a carbine. And you may want to convert it back and forth and back and forth. And is it legal? And we have a whole bunch of questions relating to that, because there's a lot of confusion regarding can you convert it back and forth. And so here is Mark Allred. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Vincent. Glad to be with you.
did I report accurately what happened with you and me initially?
Oh yeah, very much so. Okay. We had a nice chat.
All right, so Mark, you are with Mech Tech Systems. You're the GM, the general manager. You've been with the company about 7 years, and you grew up blinking and shooting with your father. You've lived in Montana since 2005. You've got some amount of guns, probably more than you need, but not as many as you want. Is that true?
That would be accurate.
Okay. And so you are the guy who runs the company, produces the product, talks with customers, make sure that everything is perfect for the customer. And let's talk about what it is, because you're the expert. What is a conversion unit, a carbine conversion unit, also known as a CCU, carbine conversion unit? What is it?
Well, the CCU is a firearm accessory that goes on top of your pistol frame, just like your pistol slide. For the pistols you mentioned, the Glock line, the XD, XDM, Mod 2s, and 1911s, and allows you to shoot pistol caliber through a carbine. The CCU has a 16-inch barrel and comes with a variety of buttstocks. and so you can customize it. We also have multiple rail configurations, so depending on what type of accessories you want to hang on it or types of sites you want to use, we can accommodate pretty much anything. And it vastly increases the performance of a pistol round. It's amazing how far you can reach out accurately with those 9mm, 10mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP rounds.
Okay, so why would somebody want one of these? I mean, if I carry a 1911, I've had a 1911 for a long time, and it works fine for me. Why would I want one of these conversion units? Now, I'm not being negative. I'm just asking so that the class can understand why one of these might be desirable. What's the reason to have it?
Well, that's a very good question. We have multiple uses. We have customers buying this as their bug out gun that they keep in their bag near the door or in their car. We've got customers who shoot competition, and USPCA several years ago came out with a pistol caliber carbine division, and we've got many customers using it for that. We've for years had customers using it in three gun competitions, where it's almost ideal because, you know, you've in a three gun, you've got rifle, pistol, and shotgun. Well, with our unit, now you have essentially one lower, although most people will dedicate a lower to their CCU, but you only have one set of mags for two of the competitions and mag and ammos. We have guys just like to go out and plink, and it's a whole lot cheaper to plink with 9mm or any pistol carbine, a pistol caliber, than it is with a high caliber rifle round. And we also have a number of Leos, law enforcement officers, using them, carrying them in their cars. Some of them even carry them as their entry weapon on SWAT, because, again, they're using the same trigger as their duty pistol, same magazine, same ammo, and they like them. And most of them are using the 9mm because they don't get the over-penetration that a .223 round does. So they use them as an entry weapon. So there's many reasons. We have guys hunting with them. That's mostly with the 10mm and the 45 ACPs, but we've got guys hunting deer with them out to 150 yards.
So let's see if we've got this right. So, Mark, I've got a 1911 45 ACP. I can remove the lower and attach your barrel accessory, and now I have a carbine rifle. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I can use the same magazines, I can use everything the same. And what is the benefit of that 16-inch barrel as compared to my, let's say, around 4-inch barrel? What does it do for me?
4 or 5. You get a noticeable increase in velocity at the muzzle. Depending on your bullet weight and caliber and powder loads, you could see anywhere from about a 90 to almost 300 foot per second increase in muzzle velocity.
That's between 10 and 30%.
Yes.
Roughly.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about a distance that the bullet will fly with that 16-inch barrel versus the 4-inch barrel that I carry an officer's model?
Well, we haven't particularly shot them for distance to see what the maximum distance is. I know I have seen videos on YouTube by other outfits. One that was using another carbine that had a 16-inch barrel with a 9mm, and they were hitting a gelatin block at 440 yards. And we did have the gentleman that runs our Facebook site used a 10mm unit, and he was ringing the gong consistently at almost 500 yards. Now, with your 45, that's going to be, might be a stretch, but I wouldn't be surprised if you were hitting a target pretty consistently at 200 to 300 yards with your 45 ACP.
That's really impressive. Really, really impressive. Okay. So what about the, well, I've been to gun shows in the past. I haven't been to any recently because of the Corona panic. And that's my term for it, the Corona panic. But at some of these gun shows, I've looked at AR-15 pistols. And it's really complicated. You can buy a lower, and you can buy a short barrel, and then you can buy what's called a blade for the stock. And they say, yeah, but once you do this, you can't go backwards. You can't make it back into an AR-15 rifle. Why is this different? Or is that wrong, that you can go back and forth with the AR platform?
Well, I am not much of an expert on the AR platform. I've got one. But I know that with our unit, legally, our CCU is an accessory. So we're able to send them right to the customer's home. There's no FFL or federal paperwork needed. And we have a letter from the federal ATF stating that it is perfectly fine for you to convert your pistol into a carbine or rifle and then go back to a pistol. Now, I would imagine that with the AR pistol, you know, that's going to be difficult because you're going to have to take out the barrel. You're going to have to, I think the receiver on an AR pistol is essentially the same receiver on the rifle. Mm-hmm. You'd have to change out the whole stock to a butt stock. Mm-hmm. You'd have to change the barrel to a longer barrel. You know, that's just not a conversion that you're going to do easily. Our CCU takes, once you get there's a little bit of a knack to doing it. But you pick it up quick, and after you've done it two or three times, you can generally convert your pistol into a carbine with the CCU in about 30 seconds, and then back to a pistol in another 30 seconds when you need to.
Mark Allred, I'm thinking about, you know, what we were talking about, the bug out scenario, where, you know, you've got to hop in your truck, for example, or your car. You want to take the minimum amount of weight, but you want to have the maximum amount of versatility. I think you've got it right there. I really do. Because you've got the rifle for hunting for food, protection, and if you need to move that muzzle around quickly, you've got the pistol. It's all right there. With one kind of ammunition and one type of magazine rather than... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a great, great compromise considering everything.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, and if you want a little more versatility, you just get an 80% lower, as many of our customers do, and have it dedicated to your CCU.
Okay. So the website class, if you'd like to go, is handgunconversion.com, handgunconversion.com. And that's going to take you to a website that says MechTexas.com. But just type in handgunconversion.com. And when you get to MechTexas, you've arrived at the right place. I just want to make sure that you're not confused, like, how come I went someplace different? It's taking you to the right place. We're going to talk more about this when we come back with Mark Allred, the CEO of handgunconversion.com. I'm fascinated with this, and you might be too.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, sir, we're discussing a carbine conversion unit with Mark Allred. And the website is handgunconversion.com. And let me give you a little bit of a disclaimer here. And I'll tell you a little dirty secret about radio. One of the things that's been happening in the last, 10 years in radio is that radio has been intertwined with infomercials. And what appears to be a broadcast that might be independent has been commingled with advertising. And sometimes radio personalities, of which I am one, are offered compensation, are offered money to interview people and make it appear to be just an interview. That is not the case here. That is not the case here. I have not been offered anything. I have not been contacted by a network, including Genesis Communications Network. The reason I'm doing this particular class on this particular product is I think it's something that you might want to know about. And this is USA Prepares. And I'm thinking about bugging out. I'm thinking about minimum load, you know, things to carry, maximum versatility. And I think this is on the right track. Now, I've not shot one. I've not held one. And I've just done research on the Internet. So I just wanted to tell you, this is not an infomercial. This is not biased. I'm just asking questions because I want to know. And that's why I called handgunconversion.com. Mark Allred, on the tab that that talks about models, in the models area of your website, there are three bestsellers that I'm looking at. One is called The Operator, one is called The Classic, and one is called The Executive. Can you delineate what the differences are and why one might select one over another?
Well, those are examples that are very common, are typical orders that we get. And so, really, to be honest with you, when our new website designer designed this new website for us, they actually are the ones that gave them those names. And we said, that works for us. Let's go with it. But they show you a nice variety. It's got the three main stocks that we offer, the fixed stock, which looks like an M4 stock because it is an M4 plastic stock, but we put it on our own adapter so it clicks on, it comes off, it doesn't adjust to another length, so we refer to it as our fixed stock. We do offer an M4 six-position adjustable stock, and then we make our own custom stock. We call it a telestock. It slides in and out on two steel rails, and it will compact or slide into the shortest overall length of any of our optional stocks. And then they show a variety also of our rail systems and some of the accessories that we offer, all in a package. So if somebody sees what they want, they don't have to try and find which accessories or go through our accessories list and think about it. They can see what they look like on a unit right there and just order it as a package. The CCU is very customizable, so even if you just get a basic unit, you can upgrade it down the road without any problem. All of our rails are easily installed by the users. The stocks can be switched out. They all bolt on essentially the same way to the back end of our unit. And so we've tried to keep it as straightforward for the customer as we can.
Mark, as I look at these three models that are your best sellers, the Operator sells for $865 rounded, the Classic sells for $633 rounded, and the Executive is $702. For bugging out, which one of them do you like the best? Would it be the Executive because it will collapse to the smallest package?
That's probably the most popular one that we hear from customers who are using it as their truck gun or under the seat gun. And we also get guys using that one for throw it in the backpack, take it into the yeah. woods, especially if you've got a 10-millimeter pistol to put on it. Makes a great anti-bear gun.
Well, the one that I happen to think is my favorite so far would be the Executive with that maximum collapsible stock. We'll be right back with Mark Allred.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is currently in the hot seat before a U.S. Senate panel. Democrats on Capitol Hill have been accusing him of trying to sabotage the Postal Service in an effort to help President Trump's re-election. DeJoy did suspend aggressive cost-cutting measures after an outcry over delayed mail concerns, including delivery of prescription drugs. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson opened the hearing, saying that DeJoy is a victim of character assassination. The Democratic Party has its nominee formally in place as Joe Biden was anointed last night on the final night of the convention, saying in his address,
"If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst."
Being a virtual convention, Biden delivered his acceptance speech from his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The governor of California blasting President Trump's response to the California wildfires on the final night of the Democratic National Convention. Governor Gavin Newsom said that the president threatened to defund efforts just hours earlier because he said the president claimed they had not raked enough leaves. Newsom spoke outside an evacuation center, then named several lawsuits that the state's involved in with the Trump administration, and later he tweeted, "We can't waste another moment denying climate change." Newsom urging voters to choose Joe Biden like their life depends on it. The San Diego Padres are the first team in the 151-year history of Major League Baseball to hit a grand slam in four consecutive games. It happened last night, the final one did. The Padres play-by-play announcer Don Orsillo may have coined the latest trendy catchphrase in baseball, screaming the word "Slam Diego" when the last one was hit. And the Tennessee Secretary of State's office says they have received documents from entertainer Kanye West to be placed on the state's presidential ballot. West's campaign confirming yesterday that they had met that state's deadline to submit a signature petition to get on the November ballot. If approved, Tennessee would join Oklahoma, Arkansas, Colorado, Utah, and Vermont as the state so far where West has qualified. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Last day of God, you're take my new gold leaf for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Pastor Mark Allred's with us. The website, handgunconversion.com, handgunconversion.com. Mark, as you know, we broadcast from our farm here in Missouri. And our boys live with us, and so Mrs. Fennelli and I and our boys are farmers. And so we have a cattle farm, and we are armed all the time. because we have predators around us. And, you know, there are coyotes that want to eat our calves. And so we don't appreciate that. So so we are...
Go figure.
Yeah, so I went into the kitchen to grab some coffee during the last break at the bottom of the hour, and our son was in the kitchen getting ready to go back out and do some farm chores. And I said, hey, I'm interviewing Mark Allred from handgunconversion.com. And I said, so this is a an upper that you can install on your lower and a 16-inch barrel. And his eyes got real big. And he said, XDM? And I said, yeah, XDM. He said, how about an XDS? Now, I looked on your website. I did not see the XDS. Now, the XDS is a Springfield Armory subcompact or compact. It's really small, 3.3-inch barrel. Do you have a model that will fit the XDS?
No, we don't. But I've got one on my hip.
You have an XDS?
Yes. Yeah, the XDS is what my wife and I each carry. We don't have any model that will fit that small a frame, including the Glock 42 and 43 and the 45. Those weren't around when the CCU was developed, and with our basic configuration and action, it might be an awfully big hunk of metal to put on top of that narrow of a frame. For those smaller pistols.
He loves the XDS. It's chambered in 45, and he thinks it's just a great little pocket rocket, you know, for... Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of horsepower in a small package. Mark, if you were on the phone and one of your potential customers called in and said, "Look, I really like what you've got with the carbine conversion upper, but I don't know, and I don't have a handgun, I don't have a pistol, a semi-automatic pistol." I see that they you've got them for the XD and the XDM, Springfield Armory. You've got them for a lot of Glock models. And you've got them for most standard 1911 automatics.
Right.
If the person said to you, Mark, which, assuming that we're going to get one of your conversion units, which do you like best, the XD or the XDM from Springfield, the Glock, or the 1911? What is the best mate to your conversion? What would you say?
Wow. That almost depends more on what style pistol you want to have to go along with your conversion. I personally like the 1911s. I have a Kimber in 45 that I will carry. And my CCU at home is for the 1911 in 45. My wife loves her XD 9mm, and so she's got a conversion unit for that pistol. If there was a performance difference between one model to the other with the CCU, that would obviously be easy to say, oh, this one is the one that performs the best. But really, the CCU pretty much performs the same way with all three models. They're quite consistent. We don't make any accuracy guarantees per se, but we've got so many people shooting 2 or 3 inch groups, even at 100 yards, that we can say that they're accurate. Regardless. So it really comes down more to when you're going to use it just as a pistol, which pistol would you rather be carrying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought I'd ask that question because I carry a 1911, and I really like it. But, you know, I've heard people say to me, what's wrong with you? That thing was made to be used 100 years ago. What's wrong with you?
Your answer is it's lasted 100 years because it's a damn good pistol and it's reliable.
Yeah, it is. It is. And some people say it's hard to handle. I think I'd rather have shot placement than lots and lots of rounds to just spray everywhere. So that's kind of where I'm focused. Okay, so
I'm with you there.
Yeah, you know, and I like the XDM. I've shot it a bunch of times, and it's real fast. I mean, in .40 caliber, it's really, really fast. My 1911 is a little slower, but it's what I really like. And so, I'm impressed with what you're offering. Now, this is a question that will probably seem negative, but I don't mean it to be negative. When I had our computer manufacturing company, and I was the boss, if you will, of technology at a company that we founded, Manufacturing Computers in Virginia. I was really concerned about the very first call that I got with a customer saying, I don't like it. I really don't like this thing. Have you gotten a call like that?
Every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what are the reasons? Why would somebody call? I mean, I don't mean to be negative, but let's just get that out in the open. What would somebody say? I can't imagine. I can't imagine why they would say that, but what would be a reason? Why wouldn't they like it?
Well, I think that people are individual enough that, you know, not everybody is going to be best friends with everybody.
Uh-huh.
I worked at a gun counter part-time for some extra money, and because it was a heck of a lot of fun helping people with firearms. You know, not every firearm is for every person.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not unusual that somebody will call and say, you know, this thing isn't quite what I thought it was. They saw the pictures. We're going to be trying to get them out into possibly more retailers one of these days, but it's something that they can't just go into a gun store and pick up and hold. So they're really buying it from pictures and from YouTube videos like you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
It does have a little bit of weight. I will tell you, it is built like a tank. It'll handle just about anything. And so at about 6.5 pounds basic weight, for some people, they feel it's a little heavy. Now, part of me wants to just suggest they do some more push-ups. But that's not necessarily for everybody.
Well,
and
the other side of that coin is, let's say you made it really thin and really lightweight. Then you get complaints like, this thing is flimsy and lightweight.
Well, and I've heard ours, I've seen our comparisons online of ours compared to a competitor's pistol caliber carbine that is very lightweight, has a very thin barrel. And that can be a problem too. The barrel will heat up a lot faster in that case. It might not hold as true. It might be more susceptible to damage under your seat or in your backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you drop it. So I like to, you know, and I used to do computer support, and one of our sayings, mostly among us, is it's not a problem, it's a feature.
Well, you know, years ago I was a computer jockey as well, and back in the, let's say the 80s, AT&T came up with a computer. It was a Unix-based computer. And it was in the very early days of personal computers. And the AT&T salesman was demonstrating it to me. I was in charge of data communications at a bank. And so he was saying, this is what you need. And I listened to this thing, and the hard drive made so much noise. And I said, you got to be kidding me. This hard drive, I wouldn't be able to stand this hard drive. He goes, no, you don't understand. That's so you know it's running.
That's right.
It's a feature.
It's not a problem.
So
it's a feature.
Yeah. So, Mark,
let me put your callers at ease. When somebody doesn't like our product, needs to, is not desirous of keeping it, We'll take them back. We have a 30-day no questions asked just for that purpose return policy. Full money back except for the cost of shipping. UPS doesn't give that back to us. But if you buy one and it's just not what you anticipated, or you just don't like the way it feels in your hand or on your at your shoulder, call us. We'll get you a return authorization number so we know what's coming in and why it's coming in. But we take them back, and that doesn't happen very often. We have a pretty low return rate, but we will do that.
Here's something that's really interesting, class. And this is not available on all companies' websites. They just don't do this. I think they feel that it's secret information. Well, if you go to handgunconversion.com, as I just have just now, I downloaded the manual for the carbine conversion unit for the 1911. So if you want to see what this is and what it's like to install it, you can download the manual. There's no secret codes. Just go to the website and you can download the manual. You can download it for all three types of pistols. You know, the XD, the Glock, and the 1911. It's right there. And I think that will, if you have any questions, that will answer probably the vast majority of them. So this is what it is. This is how you install it. It's all right there. It's only 5 pages long. Now, your product is not an imported product. It's made 100% in the United States. Is that correct?
Our main product is. Some of the accessories that we sell, we buy through an accessory dealer, and some of them are made overseas. But the CCU itself is almost 100% made in Montana. A couple of the parts come in from another state, but otherwise, yeah, we're USA Montana made.
Okay, so we're talking about the barrel is US made.
Mm-hmm. Barrel housing, bolt channel, all the main working parts that make a CCU, you know, is all US made.
Mark, how long has this product been around? Let's say the 1911 version, for example. How long has it been around and in use?
Well, the 1911 version is the first version because the gentleman that invented this thing was a 1911 guy. They've been sold for about 20 years now. They just haven't always been marketed widely. But it's been around a long time. We occasionally get some of those older units back that are still being shot, that maybe they need a little bit of extra loving.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Let me give you very quickly the contact information. So it's handgunconversion.com. And the telephone number, if you choose to call, is 866-433-2122. 866-433-2122. That's in Montana, Mountain Time. Website again, handgunconversion.com. Mark, very quickly, we've got Arjun on hold in New Jersey. We'll be with you in just a moment, Arjun. The least expensive option, as I understand it, from your company is $435. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. What does that get us?
That gets you essentially our basic unit. The basic unit comes with a 6-inch Picatinny rail mounted to the top, and either the fixed stock, as you see in one of the three packages that we talked about, or the fourth stock option that we offer is just an M4 adapter. You know, there's a lot of AR guys that have multiple stocks laying around because it's kind of the Lego of the set of the gun world. Mm-hmm. And so if you've got your own buffer tube and stock, then you can get our unit with just the adapter so that you can use your own buffer tube and stock. And so either of those come at that $435 entry-level price.
One last question before Arjun, we'll put him on the air from New Jersey. 12-inch barrel coming soon, is that correct?
Yeah, we've decided to put together a package with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace. It'll kind of be our version of an AR pistol. But we've had customers cutting their own barrels down for years and putting arm braces on. We've had many requests over the years, hey, I'd like to get this with a shorter barrel, and we've just been reluctant to go that way because we wanted to make sure that we were stayed in the accessory range and we didn't put customers possibly into the SBR territory. Mm-hmm. But we realized just a short time ago that if we combined an arm brace with that, essentially we could create an AR pistol version. And so with an arm brace and a short barrel, we stay in the pistol field.
Okay. So SBR class is short-barreled rifle. Arjun in New Jersey, welcome. You're on with Mark Allred.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering if I want to buy a gun, then I do understand, like, the Fourth Amendment right you have, like, you can go and just buy a gun from anywhere. But, like, I understand, like, if you go to a shop, yeah, they will run your background check. They will do, like, some sort of an FBI background check, something like that. But, like, if you go to the, like, gun show, like, where they sell these guns, like, there, I don't think there will be any background check or whatnot. I'm just wondering that, is it that easy that, like, they just go and just buy the gun and just have it? Or is it that, like, the laws will differ from state to state? So in one state, you can go and buy a gun from a gun show, but in another state, you cannot do that.
Arjun, we understand your question. Mark, your response?
Well, Arjun, to buy a firearm, if you're buying them at as you mentioned, at a gun counter, at a gun store, you're going to do the FFL paperwork, the 4473, to do the background check. If you go to a gun show and you're buying a firearm from somebody with a table, essentially a dealer at a gun show, you're going to have to do that as well with a firearm. Only in those states where you're allowed to make personal sales from one private party to another private party is the only time you can purchase a firearm without doing a background check. Our CCU is not classified as a firearm. It is an accessory. It's like buying a new slide and pistol and a new barrel for your Glock or your 1911 because you want a 6-inch barrel instead of a 4-inch barrel on it. That's the classification for our CCU, but for a firearm, you generally always need to do that. And I'm not sure how many states do you, Vincent, allow personal sales. I know Montana does.
Yeah, I can tell you
some others.
I don't think New Jersey does, and Arjun is calling from New Jersey.
I think
the restrictions are pretty serious. I mean, Arjun, you're calling from the poster child of corruption, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Here in Missouri, I could go to a gun show and there could be a guy walking around, or a whole bunch of guys. There could be 100 guys walking around and gals with handguns, and I could say, "Are you selling that?" And they say, "Yeah." I look at it. May I see it? Yeah. How much you want for it? You know, 400, 500, whatever the number is. Okay. Will you take a little less, maybe? How about 450? Okay. And then there's a transaction right there. It's done. That's in Missouri and a few other states. But I don't think that's the case in your corrupt state, Arjun. Arjun, thank you so much for your call. Mark Allred, it's been delightful being on the air with you.
Enjoyed it.
And thank you so much. And we'll do it again and again. Mark Allred.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.